season's coming up, and you know it's kind of nice to get away from football. And, you know, go out there with a couple guys like me and Andrew Denal. Go out there, and you know I've gone out with Eric Simmons, my roommate. So it's kind of nice to get out there too.
Brandon, just talk about this unit, how it's coming together with a lot of guys, a couple guys shifting around, and you know guys have played in one spot, but they're maybe
right.
playing in a different.
Yeah, you know we lost two great players, in Brett and Connor, and you know we had some spots to fill, and we tried Sean, and you know a couple guys at left guard, and Sean's doing a heck of a job for us. He's a young kid, but you know we're all at that spot too, and he's improved quite a bit throughout the spring, and he's doing a great job for us, and you know we've made a couple steps forward, and we're getting the offense down. You know we're trying to play faster and everything, but you know we got a long ways to go, and good thing. We have, 28 practices before our first game.
Parents was really singing your praises last week to us. That mean to you?
And I mean, it's nice, you know, coming from coach, but you know, you can't really focus on that. I haven't done anything this year, and you know, it's a whole new year. I got to improve myself, and we just got to take it one day at a time.
He says you don't let that get to you because you're just out there working.
Right, you know, there's other people working too, and you're just trying to, you know, work harder than the next person. So that's my mentality, and you know, I'm just trying to be the best player I can be.
If you are successful in making those improvements, would you consider yourself the best lineman in the country then?
You know, that's my goal. Is to you know be the best lineman in the nation, and you know so we're just going to take it one day at a time, and we'll see where it goes.
You brush up against some of the best linemen in the NFL who come here and work out.
Right.
What kind of information have you gotten from them? What have you asked them? Any questions? Have they given you any kind of feedback?
I mean, I went and shot bows with Riley over at Fin and Feather a couple times over break, and you know he just said you know just don't let it get to your head. Take it one day at a time, and you know you're a good player. Just keep improving.
Is hunting your, like, R&R? You're just, like, getting...
Hunting and fishing. I love just being out there, you know. Nobody to bother you, nothing, so...
What's your best get out there?
What's that?
Like a fish or a...
We caught...
What's the biggest thing you got?
We caught, like, a 40-pound catfish the other weekend over on 965 Bridge. In the river, so...
No deer?
Actually, we shot what, 5 or 6 deer last year. We went over to Austin Blythe's house, and me, Austin, and Andrew Denal, we shot some deer over there. It's good.
Like an old line on outing then, huh?
Yeah.